This is the Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for Mr. Turner, which is currently up for BAFTA consideration. Now, over the years, many artists have made for great subject matters for films, such as the intensity of their characters, and they display so many character traits which are very, very colourful. Now, not least, many of these films have been the likes of Kirk Douglas in Lust for Life, about the life of Van Gogh, Ed Harris as Jason Pollock, Anthony Hopkins as Picasso, and also, of course, Salma Hayek as Frida Kahlo. So much is the colour, darkness, vibrancy and contrasting elements of their lives, just as lives in their paintings. And J.M.W. Turner is no different. Once again, like past contemporaries, Timothy Spall gives a wonderful insight through fantastic behaviour, great mannerisms of a man who was appearing quite brisk in some ways, quite energised in his work. Also had a belligerent side, a non-communicative aspect when the mood took him. A series of grunts were a fantastic nuance which Timothy Spall brought to the part, if a little bit sometimes overplayed at times. Still, this did help him to come across as sort of somewhat cold and uncaring at times, particularly for his long-suffering wife and siblings. At other times, he came across as very insightful, intelligent, full of verve, thoughtfulness, and a vulnerability, a perfect mass of contradictions. Now, as with a piece of art, some people, when you look at a piece of art, sometimes on the surface, it appears to be one thing, but it really is that subtle subtext, that multi-layered textural side of the whole picture. And this is certainly something that Mr. Turner, as a film, displays. He was certainly a man who appeared to enjoy painting seascapes, but you could say, if you were looking more deeply, that this is very much a mask for his hidden depth and tempestuous thoughts, and underneath you sense that he's quite a gruff, sort of somewhat uncouth person sometimes, but he does show some vulnerability. We also get the sense of lost loves and the glimpses into his past that could indicate his turbulent mind and which translated into those darker paintings. He was, of course, as I say, a mass of contradictions. Having left a wife, he has a mistress in the form of a maid, Hannah Danby, played with genuine conviction and a wonderful sense of pathos as well, quite a sad character, marvellously played by Dorothy Atkinson. I really felt for her character. She comes across as quite a simpleton. She's the maid. She looks after Turner. She welcomes his guests. She seems to know everything of what he needs, his daily needs, his painting requirements. She has a certain vague interest in the arts, but she's just really much very much used for one thing, of which she accepts. But later on in the film, you get the sense that maybe she has a hankering to educate herself, which is something that Turner does not indulge in with her. There's some other wonderful cameos, not least in the brilliant Leslie Manville as Mary Somerville, a very Renaissance lady, somebody ahead of her times, which really enlightens and makes Turner think so much differently about his paintings and the possibilities with new findings and technology. Sylvester Latouza is great as Mrs. Ruskin, and as was his long-suffering Sarah Danby, who Ruth Sheen played to perfection. Now, Mrs. Booth was played with heart and devotion by Marion Bailey, and you really did get the sense that Turner was somewhat of a tortured soul, sort of painful memories, a darkness that we can attribute to the loss of his mother, sister, and gave an opportunity to see him engage in darker moments. Certainly, the analysis of his paintings is something that John Ruskin, the writer of the day, very much intellectualised and enjoyed trying to see the hidden meanings. And John Ruskin was played brilliantly by Joshua Maguire. Turner's father was a wonderful characterisation by Paul Jessen, really endearing, a joy to watch. And Mr. Turner was a complex character. We get the sense that we know a little bit of what motivates him, but once again, still quite an enigma. Wonderful play against him and James Fleet, who plays John Constable. And it's very sort of like quirky, funny moments. As you'd expect from a Mike Leigh film, it's all based out of truth and circumstances and the characters. It's well worth checking out. It's very much like a wonderful work of art itself in terms of cinematography. The legend and long-term collaborator, which is Dick Pope, once again at the helm of some wonderful cinematography. Well worth checking out. It's in cinemas as we speak. And I think for quality acting, beautiful cinematography, picture perfect, this really is the film for you. This is Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for Mr. Turner, starring Timothy Spall, a Mike Leigh film.